Hi, I'm pianist Lara Downs, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Brooklyn, and I'm 13 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Brooklyn, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to an all-new week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll answer last week's Quizlet after the music and have a new Quizlet for you on Friday. Now, kids commuters, speaking of Brooklyn, we'll be hearing a performance from the Brooklyn Duo in just a few minutes. This week is Pop Goes the Classical 2 on IPR's Kids Commute. What's Pop Goes the Classical? Well, we want you to remember on Kids Commute that classical music isn't fancy. It's just music, and it was the popular music of its day. Mozart was just as big a rock star as Taylor Swift is right now. These days, when a performer performs someone else's composition, we call that a cover. But back in the olden days, it was generally called theme and variations, meaning the first composer's piece was known as the theme, and then the second composer that made up their own version of it wrote variations. So you might have one composer write something for solo violin that ends up being something written for a full orchestra later. For instance, a short violin piece by the composer Paganini. Might later end up a huge orchestral piece by Sergei Rachmaninoff. Well, this week we're going to hear classical musicians doing classical variations on work by pop composers. Today, for instance, the Brooklyn Duo will perform their own version of Taylor Swift's song, Blank Space. So here are some ways that they made it their own. First of all, the voice. Obviously, Taylor Swift is not singing this song, so what do they use for the melody line? Well, the cello is considered to be an instrument that is very much like the human voice. So in this instance, the Brooklyn Duo uses the cello for the melody line. Piano fills in for the rest of the instruments in Taylor Swift's band, and then the two instruments together harmonize instead of Taylor and her backup singers. The Brooklyn Duo is a group consisting of the husband and wife, Marnie and Patrick Laird. They met at a chamber music festival in 2006 and married in 2012, and they're called a crossover ensemble because they play pop music on instruments typically used in classical music. So here is Taylor Swift's Blank Space, played on the cello and the piano by the Brooklyn Duo.
Thank you.
And just like that, it goes from a cool pop song into a lovely classical chamber piece. We just heard Marnie and Patrick Laird, the Brooklyn duo, perform their own version of Blank Space by Taylor Swift. We've got lots of fun music coming up this week. And don't forget, if you miss us on the radio, you can always hear us at our website, kidscommute.org. A big howdy to all of you who came to Winterlocken last weekend. We had a terrific time conducting the orchestra, and I hope a lot of you stuck around to see the Sleeping Beauty Ballet. Speaking of which, let's answer last week's Quizlet. It was Sleeping Beauty Week, and we wanted to know the name of the good fairy who makes everything better after Carabosse messes it up. The answer is the Lilac Fairy. Congrats if you got it right. If not, no worries. We'll have a new Quizlet question for you on Friday. By the way, Kids Commuters, today is our 100th episode of the 2019-2020 school year. Woohoo! Well, that's all for this 100th episode of Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. We'll see you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.